of the night. It's the Centralia Panthers taking on the Hanover Wildcats, but here is the boys' game. Centralia Class 1A Division 1 team, Hanover a Class 1A Division 2 team. They're ranked number one team of the classification. They're 14-0 so far this season. They're 5-0 in the CVL, 8-0 on the road. Here they're on the road taking on the Centralia Panthers. Centralia team that's 4-3 at home, 8-7 overall, but they are 4-0 in the league and 4-7 in non-league games. So both these teams are undefeated in CVL play. Only one can come away with a victory. So someone's taking their first loss here in this matchup. Hanover Wildcats, they dominated the Axel Eagles in the TVL championship game last week, 75-48. Now, of course, there's a couple of factors in that game. Logan Sandman was just coming to be healthy. Shaughnessy also got injured a little bit in that game for Axel in that second quarter. He sprained his ankle. So Axel, maybe not at their fullest potential in that game to be taking on Hanover. So that'll be a fun rematch we'll have next week on 92.1 KMZ. It'll be down at Axel, Hanover, and Axel. But regardless, still a big and great win for the Hanover Wildcats. But you look at Centralia, when they faced Hanover, they were dominated. Or excuse me, when they faced Axel, they were dominated 69-52. So you look at this matchup, you definitely kind of see that one team may have more of the slight edge and the advantage. And when you kind of look into definitely like the stats, for example, Hanover, they got a abundance of players who average double digits. Braylon Mine at nearly 19 points a game. Cooper Brunham with 10.5 points a game. Tanner Brunham with 12 points a game. And you throw in Jack Brunham in the mix, he's got 8 points a game. And then Kadri Coers, he's got 8.3 points per game. So for Hanover, you know, the keys for the night for Centralia is going to be handling kind of this entire team. Corey Jensen's got over 100 career wins in his 13th year overall as a head coach. This is a Hanover team that's taken their 14th trip to the state tournament last season. They have 8 total state titles. They did come up short in the first round of the state tournament last year. They lost the first round to Elia Christian, 62-57. But Hanover, they just beat Elia Christian, 77-19. So the team, they might have been potentially a little looking for revenge in that matchup. That would be to say the very least. They turn the cards here. You look at Centralia, only one player with over double-digit points per game, and that's Quentin Aldifer. He averages nearly 20 points a game this season. Right behind him is Isaac Reinecke. And I talk to Nick Evans every single week, and what we mostly talk about is, you know, this offense for Centralia, Quentin Aldifer being a great kid, a great player, a great all-around athlete, and, you know, you're kind of looking for some other guys that can be a supporting cast. You know, you already got, you know, the star of the show. Now you're just looking for some other guys that can complement him, and one of them is Isaac Reinecke, and off of that, you kind of have some sporadic scoring from everybody else. You get a little donation there from Tyler Jones, Bronx Talley, Aiden Talley, Brady Becker, Landon Beck, but you kind of need all of them to really step up, especially in a matchup like this against Hanover, because you got to figure that Hanover, they're going to get a lot of guys going in this game, and Centralia can't just have one guy run the complete offense. And Quentin Aldifer, let me tell you, he can definitely do a lot of work. He's at 798 career points. He's only one bucket away from cashing in 800 career points. He's just a junior at 6'1". He's one of the best players here in the Twin Valley League. If I were to argue, I'd probably say potentially top five for sure. But Aldifer, he's been a great player since his freshman year. He's been a star since his freshman year. I remember his freshman year. I was not covering radio at the time. I was over on the channel. But watching him at the first time at a sub-state tournament, I think it was against Bishop Seabury. Unfortunately, Centralia fell in that tournament, but they were a great team, and they were, again, they had a lot of help by Quentin Aldifer, a young freshman, put his team on his back a lot. Last year, same thing. He had to put his team often on his back. This year, kind of the same situation, but that doesn't go without saying. There's a lot of guys around him that can step up, play at a top level, but that's the requirements for tonight, and that's exactly what Nick Evans has hit every Wednesday in our coaching shows is, someone else, some other guys need to step up. I mean, last year he had a great unit. Duke Timmel, Ben Haverkamp, Henry Hyman, and Jacob Flunty. A lot of tall guys, a lot of height. This year, a little on the lower side, but still roughing out about 6'1" as a team average. So it'll be interesting to see how Centralia battles out early, but you can't get down early in this game against Hanover. You can't allow this team to build an 18-4 lead up on you quickly. You want to battle just like you battled Centralia in the TVL tournament, and that's come out, be explosive, shoot freely, and shoot confidently. If Centralia can hit the fundamentals down, they can stay in this game. and they can make it competitive. If they can push this to a fourth quarter, anything can happen. The Amber Wildcats know that in the back of their mind, so they're going to try to stay patient and disciplined here in this matchup. A team that has scored 1,000 points this year, averaging 72 points a game, they're going to try to beat it down here in this matchup against Centralia. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll come back. We'll give you starters, and we'll take one more timeout for the national anthem. Our matchup is Centralia Panthers and the Amber Wildcats. Our boys' game here on I-2.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Brady Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA. We got about just a couple more minutes until we get into this matchup. We'll have one more break for the national anthem. But getting you the starters here for tonight's action here for the Hanover Wildcats, the UA team. It's Braylon Mine, the 6'1" senior guard who's averaging 19 points a game, 6.5 rebounds per game. So he's the team with 259 points scored this season. Kadir Cowers, a 5'8" junior guard, one of the leading quarterback. Of course, the Hanover Wildcats have led this team to a state championship in the fall. He's a big-time guard of this team, averaging 8.3 points per game. You got Cooper Bruna, a 5'10" sophomore, who's averaging 10.5 points per game. Last week, he had 23 points in the victory over the Axel Eagles in the TVL championship. Tanner Bruna, 6'3" forward, averaging 12 points per game and 6.5 rebounds a game. Jack Bruna, 8 points per game and 2.8 rebounds a game. So for the Hanover Wildcats, fine co-workers, Bruna, Tanner and Cooper, and Jack Bruna. Hanover Wildcats are head coached by Corey Jensen in his sixth year. For the Centralia Panthers, it's Quinton Oliver, the 6'1" junior guard. Tyler Jones, 6'2" guard and forward. He's a swing player. He can go both guard and forward. He was hurt all last year, but he's extremely talented. He stepped up a lot this year. Isaac Rodney, a 6-foot junior guard who's averaging 10 points per game, just right behind Oliver, who averages 20 points a game. Bronx Talley, a 5'10" sophomore guard, who's, again, right there in the mix at 8 points per game, 10 points per game, but 2.5 rebounds a game. And then Aiden Talley, the 6-foot senior forward, 2-year experience varsity player in 7.5 points per game. So for the Centralia Panthers, it's Oliver Jones, Ronicky Talley, both Bronx, and Aiden. The Centralia Panthers are led by Nick Evans in his fourth season and his 11th year overall. Again, both teams undefeated in TDL play. Only one can come away here undefeated in it. Centralia Hanover boys, our upcoming matchup. I'll take a 2-minute timeout here for the national anthem. We're back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is encouraging you to roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Donated blood supports patients right here in our community through surgeries, trauma care, and life-saving treatment every single day. One donation can help up to 3 people. You make a difference for a neighbor, a friend, or someone you'll never meet, but whose life you'll change forever. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Do you have any...
Gansaland Radio.
We get ready for basketball action between Shelley and Hanover boys. Also, they had their second and third graders do the national anthem, which was, by the way, so amazing to see. The involvement that Centralia does with a lot of the youth here is incredible. They also use the youth to clean up a lot of these benches and the stands. I see a lot of fourth and fifth graders come up here, some third graders also in the mix. What they do in the community here is absolutely amazing, and they do such a great job with these young kids, and they did a phenomenal job there on the national anthem. Anyway, we get ready here for basketball action. 4 quarters, 32 minutes all together, and it'll be the Hanover Wildcats who start off with the ball, and Hanover will immediately turn it over to start this game with a bad pass down low, and Centralia will have it underneath. Going in the tally. Tally ceiling out. He'll go in for two. Centralia getting the first pain points of this game with the first points here over Hanover. It's exactly the kind of start Centralia wants. They got to keep it rolling, though. Hanover now with it. Tanner Bruna. Cooper Bruna. Now pass inside. Reverse layup in for two. Tanner Bruna. Great pass from Jack Bruna. On the connection. Tied 2-2 game with 7:22 to go here in this first quarter. Centralia, shot selection matters here in this game. You need to take quality shots against Hanover, or they'll punish you. Nathan Sally, he goes back-to-back in for two. A great pass from his teammate, Isaac Reinecke. Both teams have already started off with some really efficient passing on both sides on the offense. And here, another great pass down into Mine, but Mine misses the reverse layup. The rebound's picked up by Sally. Down the floor, Centralia with it. Reinecke on the left corner. Now up top, a steal takeaway for Cooper Bruna, and he'll finish with an easy basket in for two. One thing you don't want to let happen if you're Hanover is let the Centralia team shoot threes. They have their most threes ever in a single game as an entire history of a school with 16 earlier this year, with 10 coming from Quinton Aldifer. Here, Hanover getting a steal down the floor. Finishing for two is Kadra Cohurst. Hanover Wildcats have now finished 2 steals for 2 points. A 3-point shot is up and in like a bullet in a tin can. Bronx Tally connects. Here, 7-6. Centralia retakes the lead over Hanover with 6 minutes left to go in this first quarter. Hanover with the ball. Bruna driving inside. Pump fake through the basket. A beautiful finish from Tanner Bruna. Centralia, now with the ball. Pass half court, Reinecke drives it to the high post, getting it right behind him. Kicked right back out to Bronx Tally. Bronx Tally to his left, finding his teammate Tyler Jones. 3-point shot up and missed. Now down the floor, hustling, moving, and a layup again by Cooper Bruna. That is what he did well against Axum TVL Championship just a week ago. Was his physicalness on the floor and his ability to just drive to the rim. 5:18 to go in this first quarter. Hanover, third lead change of the game. They're up now 10-7 over Centralia, scoring four straight points after Tally's three-pointer. Tyler Jones has it on the baseline. He puts it inside, and it's going to be an easy shot off the board for Quinton Aldifer. Centralia down by one, 10-9 to Hanover. Hanover with it. Samaya at the very top of the timeline. Dribbling back, Mine. He had 23 points in the Eagle Championship as well as Bruna. Tanner Bruna on the front court. Stuck in the corner now. Gets his teammate Mine. Now he's stuck. He'll get out. Dribbling inside the paint. Turning around, pumping, and then going to his teammate Bruna. Swatted, and they're going to get a foul on Aiden Sally. 7 seconds on the shot clock. But it doesn't matter. It's a shot foul. Tanner Bruna will go up and shoot two. Tanner Bruna already with 4 points in this first quarter. He averages 12 points a game. He's got 170 points now scored on the season. His first free throw shot is up and off. At the free throw line this year, he's just a touch over 50%. And over the team is shooting over 60. Bruna, his next free throw shot, it finds the netting. 11-9, Hanover, a 2-point lead over Centralia in our boys game, 4:41 to go in this first quarter. Our girls game ended 44-33. Centralia came up on top in overtime by one over Hanover. And a foul called on Hanover here with Tyler Jones on the offensive drive. It's on Tanner Bruna, his first personal and the second team's foul of quarter one. And Grady Becker has now come in here for Centralia. The 6'2", sophomore forward. Definitely anticipate him to be one of the top upcoming players during the TVL. The young man is averaging 2.5 points per game and 3.5 rebounds a game. Centralia with the ball. Aldifer stepping back, three-pointer. And that is floated off the front iron, and Mine makes the rebound. Mine down the floor, layup, and an underhand lay-in. And Braylon Mine working on transition, but Centralia is down the floor fast. Reineke, reverse layup, couldn't make the bunny. And the rebound is by Hanover's Jack Bruna. Down the floor, kick out. Cooper Bruna, three-point shot, up and in like a bullet in a tin can. Cooper Bruna with a deep three, now 7 points in the quarter for him. Centralia was trying to respond with a three, but they turn it over on a travel called on Bronx Tally. His second turnover of the game. 3:58 to go in this first quarter. Hanover is starting to separate this scoring. They're up 16-9, a 7-point lead over Centralia. If you're the Panthers, you don't want this to get too far separated. Hanover's a team that plays aggressively and fights hard, but Braylon Mine hits a 3-pointer 5 foot off the arc. Once Hanover builds these leads through aggression inside, they can take the top off you as well with some threes. And here's a rebound from Bruna. Hanover underneath and a near layup made by Bruna. Rebounded by Mine, trying to get the book back. Couldn't get it. And Aiden Sally comes with the defensive board for Centralia. Centralia down the floor. Underneath Bronx Tally, reverse layup is missed and rebounded by Kadra Coherz. Hanover down the floor. Both these teams taking no time to rush this pumpkin down the court side. Hanover with it. Mine inside. Ball stolen by Bronx Tally. His first steal of the game. Team's first steal of the game for Hanover, or for Centralia, as they'll take a three-pointer. It'll be missed, but rebounded by Aldifer. His first board of the game. It'll set up Reineke with three in the corner, and in and out of the basket it goes. Or I should say out and then in the basket it goes. Bronx Tally already 2 threes in this first quarter. Centralia calls a timeout. They're only now down by 7, 19-12 to Hanover. But 2:50 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes, 50 seconds left to go in quarter number one down here in Centralia, Kansas. Hanover leads by 7, 19-12 over the Centralia Panthers. Centralia Panthers will continue coverage for this team on Tuesday. Our Tuesday game now being Centralia at Donovan West. That'll match up really well on both the girls and boys side in the TVL. So both those teams have lots of coverage for them both in the Twin Valley League tournament. And of course, we know both their stories, but here we're in Hanover and Centralia, and Hanover comes out of the timeout and get an easy two from Tanner Bruna, his 7th point of the quarter. Centralia down inside the paint, kicking out. Now a 3-pointer up by Tyler Jones is off the back right of the rim. And a foul called on Centralia. 2:26 to go here in quarter one, 21-12. Hanover leads over the Panthers by 9. And they call the foul on Isaac Reineke. That is his first personal of the game. Hanover, one thing that has worked well for them in this first quarter is their dribble and drive action. They are one of the best teams that can take the ball to the rim and also shoot on the outside. His mind pump picks a 3 and said he'll like to drive inside, take it to the basket, nearly finishes. And then Tanner Bruna gets fouled at the end by Centralia. And Bruno will go up to the free throw line to shoot 2. Well, actually, they're going to say Brayman Mine will come up here and shoot 2. So it was a shot foul on Centralia. It was called on Brady Becker, his first personal of the game. Third team foul of the quarter for Centralia. First free throw shot is up and off for Braylon Mine. 2 minutes, 9 seconds to go in quarter one. Hanover up 21-12 over Centralia. Mine missing his first free throw shot. One of the best free throw shooters here on this team, well over 70% on the season as next shot flows through. 10-point lead, 22-12. Hanover over Centralia with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Centralia with the ball. Pass half court to Jones. Jones dribbles to his right side. 1-1 against Mine. He's on the baseline now. Kick it up to the top of the perimeter. On the right, Dolehorn, and the ball is loose on the ground. Picked up by Aldifer. Aldifer on the right wing. Screen is set for him. He'll drive inside. He'll have a straightaway shot from the aisle. He'll miss it, but it'll be rebounded by the offense. And Tyler Jones. It'll be a setup for Becker, and he will give the ball away to Tanner Bruna, his first steal of the game, third turnover of the half for Centralia. For Bruna, driving inside, kick out, now back around, three-point shot, wide open, and keyed in for Hunter Kikaper. Hanover now up by 13, 25-12 over Centralia with 1:20 to go in this first quarter. Aldifer to his left, Tyler, and this ball knocked around. Jones able to re-get his ball after nearly turning it over. He finishes in for 2. What a hustle and effort by Tyler Jones, a player who I mentioned in pregame was hurt all last season, but he's extremely talented. This year, averaging 4.5 points per game and 3.2 rebounds a game. 55 points here scored on the season. Season high for him. And over with the ball. Down low pass. Scrambled for. Becker on the ground. Everyone's on the ground. And we're going to get a jump. We're going to get a timeout, actually, before the jump ball could have been called. Hanover will maintain the possession. They'll keep it with the timeout. 46 seconds remain of quarter one. 25-14. Hanover versus Centralia will take 30 seconds aside here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
48 seconds to go here in quarter number one, 25-14, Hanover over Centralia by 11, Hanover with the ball. Bruna drives down left side, passing, kick Aver just hit the 3, goes up top to Tanner Bruna, backdoor pass inside, another one, and that ball is taken away by Tyler Jones with his first steal of the contest. Both teams, 3 turnovers in this first quarter. Tyler Jones has the ball. He flies it right side to Quinton Aldefer. Aldefer, here backtracking, stepping to his right, setting a screen. Now pass skip, opposite side here, Tyler Jones. Jones goes behind his back, inside the key, kicks out. Bronx Tally, he's got 2 threes in this first quarter. Shot clock's off with only 8 seconds left to go this first quarter. Aldefer sets up, down the aisle, splashing a three. Aldefer, the three-pointer. He's got 5 points in this game. He's got over, he's got 803 points in his career now as he sees over 800 in this first quarter. What a milestone for him. But we go into quarter number two, Hanover up by 8, 25-17 here over Centralia. 60 seconds to tide. We're back here after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shod. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Quinton Aldefer and Centralia here with the ball. The start quarter number two. A foul is called on Hanover. It's Braylon Minas, first of the game, first of the quarter for either team. It's here against Hanover, as Hanover's got the lead by 8, 25-17 over Centralia, with 7:50 left to go in quarter number 2. Centralia with the ball, it's turned over, Braylon Mine, one-hand snag, down the floor, an easy finish. Braylon Mine, making it look breezy down the floor. Centralia now with the ball, pass half court, Reineke, jump step inside, pass to his teammate in the corner, now a hook pass, out to the left to Aldefer. Aldefer working one-on-one against Kick Afer. He's got a fade up and off the glass. What a shot. He's the top right corner of the window to make that shot. Hanover now trying to respond with a three like a bullet in a tin can. Kendrick Covers hits a deep three. And now it is 30-19. Hanover up by 11 over Centralia. And Centralia trying to turn the ball over. They get called. There's going to be a foul called on Hanover. It's against Braylon Mine again. 7 minutes to go in this second quarter, 30-19. Hanover leading over Centralia, our boys matchup. Hanover undefeated this year, both overall 14-0 and 5-0 in CVL play. The rank one team of Class 1A Division 2. And here, Centralia missing a shot, rebounded by Jack Bruna. Down the floor, Hanover working with it. Mine passing out, kick caper at three, off the back iron, trying to rebound it. A snatch, high-pointed by Tyler Jones. Down the floor, great pass, Tally, a little delayed on the jump shot, but he's got it. And Tally, he's got now 6 points here in this first half. Centralia, air down by 9 now, 30-21. Hanover with the ball with Cooper Bruna in the key, dribbling right side. Bounce pass out. Hunter Kikaper fakes right, goes in. Braylon Mine working one-on-two. He's fouled and he'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. And, you know, we're talking about top players in the league, top players in the state. Braylon Mine, he's got to be in that list somewhere. Mine, he's a 6'1" senior last week in the TVL championship game. You can just see in that first half, when he had, I think, 16 points the first half against Axel, that when he's on the floor, there's just something different here about Hanover. They push down the floor at a different tempo. They just work so hard. And Braylon Mine, he leads a great charge here with this team, averaging the team high at 19 points a game. He had 3-3 line. He made his first shot. He's going to look to hit the second one as well. And he goes 2-for-2. He's now 3-of-4 on the game. He's at now 10 points on the game. First to reach double digits here for either team. Centralia down again by 11. 32-21 with 6:11 to go in this first half. Tyler Jones has it for Centralia. Gets up inside all the third. He'll take a quick release for a three. It's off the front of the basket. Rebounded by Brady Becker. Alderford will take another quick release. He'll miss his second straight three. And then now down the floor, Centralia works with it. Underneath, and over, inside, Bruna, and one. Tanner Bruna putting the work. And I just complimented Braylon Mine. Really, if you look at anyone here on this Hanover boys team, they all know how to do one thing, and that's drive to the basket. It's like a bullseye, and all of them are a bunch of arrows, and they just come flying towards it. Head coach Corey Jensen does a great job instilling aggressiveness and confidence in each of his players. And with now a 14-point lead, their largest 35-21 over Centralia. Centralia trying to respond, but Quinton Oliver in for two. One of the best moves you could have seen in this matchup. A reverse layup after a drive on the baseline. Oliver now 9 points on the game to lead Centralia. Centralia would like to see him have a game tonight to stay in this contest. Becker makes the rebound for Centralia to get this ball back. He's got two boards in this first half. Centralia with it. Oliver on the far side wing. He'll dribble up to the top of the key. Now to his left, he'll pass it out to Beckers. He'll screen for him. Now it's passed up to the top of the mountain. And a foul is called on the floor on Hanover. 5 minutes left to tick here in quarter two. 35-23. Hanover over Centralia. A 12-point lead. Centralia can draw it back to 10 points here on this offensive possession. Bronx Tally hit two threes in the first quarter. Drives inside. Here's a fadeaway shot. In, out of the basket, rebounded by Cager Cohurst. Cohurst, down the floor, crossing, dropping back, couldn't take this shot. Now to Bruna. Bruna, it's a Cooper Bruna, down under. He loses the ball, last touch by Tyler Jones from Centralia as it leaks out of bounds. Centralia putting an Isaac Reinecke in, taking out Tyler Jones, 35-23. Hanover over Centralia with 4:45 to go in this second quarter. Hanover with the ball. He'll pass in over the top to Tanner Bruna. Bruna will take a stutter step left side. He'll drive in on the low block. He'll cut it. He's working one on two. He'll kick it out. 3-point shot is wide open for Killers, but he'll miss it. And the rebound's by Reinecke. Reinecke down the floor. He's got a wide opening in Sally. He'll jump stop. He'll miss the first one. He's got an opportunity for the putback. Yes, he does. Aiden Sally doesn't make it easy, but at least he comes away with it. 8 points now for Sally. All in the paint. He's done great work here for Centralia as Oliver makes the rebound. And Centralia works down the floor fast. They've done well here in the fast break when they can get it running. A foul called on Hanover. 4 minutes to go here in this second quarter, 35-25. Back to a 10-point game. Centralia has played this to the advantage. This is exactly the kind of game Centralia needs it to be. Foul is on Hunter Kike for his first foul of the game. Foul is into the corner. Becker to Jones. Jones, he's looking out to the corner. He drives inside the paint. He's working one on two. He kicks it out. 3-point shot up for Reinecke. He squares himself. It's off the iron and rebounded by Mine. Mine down the floor. Skipped on the ground. Picked up by Cooper Bruna. Bruna up to the top of the half court line. Now back left side. Mine will take a 3-pointer long ways away. And this ball is bounced around but rebounded by Jack Bruna and Hanover's offense. So get a second chance opportunity for the reset shot clock. Mine on the right wing. Pass inside as he'll switch out the right wing and pass to Cohurst. Cohurst, top of the key. He'll switch it left side. It's only 1 second left on the clock. Shot is up off the basket and rebounded by Aiden Talley. Oliver. Pump fake. Right side to the low corner. Drive up for Bronx Tally. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Cooper Bruna. Off his fingertips. 3:08 to go in this first half. Still a 10-point game. Hanover 35. Centralia 25. Centralia with the ball. Centralia With it, driving right side. Now to Aldifer. Screen is set. Aldifer in the key. Is getting this ball knocked away and taken away by Jack Bruna. Down the floor, an easy bucket. And that's where Hanover has succeeded a lot in this first half. They've got five steals. Nearly every steal has recorded for 2 points. Hanover works great out of transition. Aldifer pump fakes. He's set a small screen, and he is fouled outside the perimeter. He will go up and shoot three at the free throw line. And I was talking with someone at my station today about Quentin Aldifer, that today was the day that he could exceed 800 points in his career. Now he is at 807, and we were looking at the logistics that can he score 1,000 points to finish out his junior year, and it's very well possible. He can average out 20 points through not only this game, but, you know, the remaining games of the season, maybe a sub-state game or two. He could hit those 1,000 points before entering year four, and that would be absolutely incredible for that young man. As here, he's already 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He's got 3 shots here at it as he was fouled from outside the perimeter. This is basically a count for what would be a three's worth. He can make all three of these shots. He's already made two. His next one is just out, but still 2 for 3 at the board. He'll take the points. Centralia back down just by 10, 37-27 to Hanover. 2:28 to go in this first half, and Centralia gets the steal with Brady Becker. He's got the ball down the floor. Both teams are just 5 turnovers in this first half. 3-point shot up by Aldifer, in and out of the basket. Rebounded by Talley. Talley looks around. He'll drive back inside, and the ball is swatted. Last touch by him. Out of bounds. And Hanover will take over. Hanover's defense has been mostly solid here in this first half. Only average up getting 44 points a game. Centralia is definitely on pace to exceed that. Hanover with the ball, Mime driving inside, and he goes in and scores two. 39-27, a 12-point lead for Hanover over Centralia with 1:43 to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass, Aiden Sally misses a bunny, and the rebound by Jack Bruna. Bruna down the floor, Cooper Bruna baseline, now looking out, takes the ball, this ball is pinballing around, a timeout is called by... Oh, this is a lot of controversy on the floor. Centralia believes they have the ball right now, and both the officials are talking. Corey Jensen believes he's got the timeout. He's telling his players, go ahead and come over here. And the Wildcats will keep the ball and the possession. Man, everybody stood up for that. That was one call. 1:29 left to go in the second quarter, 39-27. And released by 12-year-old Centralia. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. Where people you know, care you trust.
Fanzaland Radio.
1:29 left to go in the second quarter. 39-27 to go. 39-27 Hanover over Centralia with 1:29 left to go in this first half. We've had a pretty decently controversial call on the floor that Nick Evans is still trying to discuss with the officials. He believes he should have the ball, and the timeout was not taken by Hanover. You look to your right, everyone in Centralia nodding their head no. You look to your left, everyone for Hanover is nodding their head yes. So definitely a 50-50 one there, but if you're Hanover, you definitely like it. Mime driving inside. They'll dump it off to Cooper. What a pass by Mime, and a foul is called, and Cooper Bruna will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Cooper Bruna here at the free throw line. That was probably the first time I've ever seen everyone in the crowd stand up for a call. That was, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm blind to the bat. I'm not really sure who had it when the timeout was called. but you can definitely see on both sides is disagreeing. Hooper Bruna. His first free throw shot here at the line is made. Bruna trying to go 2 for 2 here at the free throw line. His second one sinks that way in. 41-27, handover over Centralia. With 1:18 to go here in the second quarter. Reineke out to the corner. 3-point pump fake and then a kick out. 3-point shot now by Reineke. It's blocked but picked up by Becker. Becker out to Oliver. Oliver, 3-point shot, floater, fade away. What a shot! Quinton Oliver! One of the best 3-point shooters in the league, and that shows. Hanover now only up by 11. Centralia trying to garner the steal, and a jump ball is called. Possession stays with Hanover. 50 seconds remains in this first half, and what has been a really good one here between these two teams. Centralia has kept in with their impressive shooting, but their defense really hasn't been able to defend well against Hanover. They've allowed probably 10 points off turnovers in this game as well. Hanover, over the top, they go to mine. Possession arrow is with Centralia right now, so if you need to, you can potentially try to go up and grab a jump ball. Mine inside, blocked by Becker, what a block, and Audifer comes away with it. Out to the corner, 3-point shot is up, off the basket, rebounded by Hanover. Shot clock's off, layup is up, and a foul is called. Hanover will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Hanover leads by 11 over Centralia with less than 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Cohers missing his first free throw shot here at the free throw line. Tyler Jones steps to it in for Reineke. On the box out for Centralia in the low block. On the near side, it's Aiden Sally, and on the far, it's Grady Becker. And next free throw shot is missed by Kadra Coerce, the rebound by Jones. Down the floor, Centralia has the ball. But 22 seconds left to go in this half. They can hold it. And a timeout is called by Centralia as Hunter Kikafer was trapping Bronx Tally in the corner, nearly getting a jump ball. 16 seconds to go in this quarter. 41-30. Hanover leads by 11 over Centralia. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hanzaland Radio.
It's been a fun first half so far here between Centralia and Hanover. Hanover's got the lead by 11, 41-30 over the Centralia Panthers. Aiden Talley in for 2. His 10th point of the game. All inside the paint. Centralia, they draw to 9 points with 7 seconds to go in the second quarter. Hanover with the ball. They'll kick it. 3-point shot by Cohurst is missed and will go into the half. 41-32. What a first half between these two teams playing at such a high level on both sides, giving it their all. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back for a halftime show. 41-32. Hanover's got the lead over the Centralia Panthers in our boys matchup.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from death, online at highlandcc.edu. The Centralia Panthers poised here down to Hanover 41-32, but only down by 9. They, you know, at one point they were starting to really trail behind this matchup, but they're able to stay into this contest. And I'll tell you what, Centralia, their boys team, they're a resilient team, they're great fighters. But from what I've seen this year, in games like these, it's a lot of first half, and it's not a lot of second, it's not a lot of third and fourth quarter. So for Centralia, when you talk about in the transition here in the quarters three and four, they got to come out just as sharp as they did in quarters one and two. And, you know, they have to reiterate a lot of those great qualities of the first two quarters. That's, you know, keeping low numbers in the turnovers, hitting shots, taking quality shots, and I'll tell you what, Centralia, they may be an 8-7 team, but they're definitely one of the best shooting teams in the CBO. They're undefeated in the CBO play right now, 4-0. They seek out a lot of teams that are in higher classification. I mean, their first three games of the season are Nemaw Central, St. Mary's, Silver Lake, and then you throw in some other teams that are in higher classes, Mar Hill, and AK Nighthawks. And this is a Centralia team that continues to be tested in a lot of ways this season. But when they get down to the CVL, you know, they compete. They compete because they're great shooters. They're great athletes. And they can play all at a high level. But they're taking on one of the best teams in the state in Class 1 and Division 2. And arguably right now, as it sits, the best team in the Twin Valley League. So you look at that first half, and that's about where you want this game to be if you're head coach Nick Evans. Exactly where you want this game to be. But it's where is this game going to be once the fourth quarter comes? That's the big question. And Centralia has to continue with those good qualities of that first quarter. Keep the turnovers low. Keep taking quality shots, but also keep going inside Aiden Talley, have yourself a game. 10 points all inside the paint with 4 rebounds. He is doing absolutely tremendous for Centralia. They're finding him the ball. They're getting him the ball. Even if he's missing his first shot, he's going back up with the next one, and he's getting his putback. So for him, Aiden Talley is having a great game. Quinton Oliver is having a great game with 14 points. He's now at 812 points in his career. He came in with 798 career points. He's exceeded it here tonight. He's chasing career 1,000 by the end of the season, and you can see why. He can take great shots. He's got great fadeaways. He can get set up from his players. And Centralia knows when they can get him the ball and they can get him open, he's taking that shot. And it's not a selfish thing. It's a team thing. And they know he's a great shooter. So if they'll find the opportunity to get him the ball and get him open to take those shots because they're quality shots. And the thing is, he's not a selfish player. He can also dish it out to his teammates. He's been dishing it to Aiden Talley all first half. And Talley, he was rocking and rolling inside the paint. But this is exactly where I want to reiterate to that issue I mentioned in the pregame. When I talk to Nick Evans every single week, it's always this. Quinton Oliver, great game. Talk to me about him. And then maybe one other player, but then that's kind of it. Nick Evans has stated that this is a team that really needs to put together a full unit of guys scoring and having themselves a night, and not just Quinton Oliver and another player, whether that be Isaac Reineke, Aiden Talley, Bronx Talley, Tyler Jones, Brady Becker, Landon Beck. All these guys that, you know, had their career games this year, but they've all come in spurts and not kind of simultaneously. And this is where Centralia can change that in the second half. If they can start getting some more involvement, Isaac Reineke getting his first points, Brady Becker, Landon Beck, all here in the second half, and then Bronx Talley, he hit 2 threes in the first quarter. You get him a little more involved. You get him some of those open shots, some kickouts. He can continue to land those shots on the outside, and you can say the same thing about Quinton Oliver. But keep dominating inside Centralia. Those 3-point shots will come. They'll keep hitting them. Wouldn't be surprised if they finish with more than Hanover in this game, but they got to play discipline. They got to play efficient here in the second half. And then you got to look at Hanover. What does Hanover got to do? Well, they got to do what they did in the first half, and that's steal the ball and score at a transition. Brandon Mine, Covers, Bruna, both Cooper, Tanner, and Jack all had steals that resulted in layups. And for Hanover, that's exactly where this team finds a lot of their success. It's driving inside. It's getting it to the guards and letting their guards do the hard work. They get inside. They drive the ball. They put it inside the basket. It's simple, it's easy, and they don't complicate it. They're an aggressive team. So for Centralia, your offense has to keep playing in the second half, but your defense also has to limit that because Hanover, that's all they have to do in the second half. Doesn't matter.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Locate.
Are you feeling overwhelmed? Overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months.
I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lucrit Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Ganzaland Radio.
Two quarters and 16 minutes altogether basketball action remaining here in this game. Hanover coming out scoring two buckets to start quarter number three, and Tyler Jones just runs the bucket himself. Just a couple of technical difficulties here starting second half, but we're back here in rolling cage recovers. Put the ball on the left side wing. He drives in and passes it off to Bruna. Bruna deflected, denied, and picked up by Isaac Reineke. Reineke getting his first steal of the contest. Hanover just six turnovers on the game. Here with it inside. Bronx Talley takes a straightaway shot down the aisle for two. He hasn't scored since the first quarter with his two threes. And now Centralia has responded with back-to-back points. The Hanover's first opening four of this half. They're back down by nine to Hanover, 45-36 with 6:17 to go in this third quarter. Here, Hanover turns the ball over to the Centralia Panthers easily. And now working with it is the Centralia Panthers. Centralia at half court. Now the Tyler Jones on the right side wing. They get it into Quinton Oliver. Quinton Oliver on the left side wing. Pass in to Reineke. Reineke fadeaway shot off the iron and rebounded by Jack Bruna. Jack Bruna down the floor into mine. A right underland hay for two. And he's got it. Mine. He had an impressive first half with 12 points. Now he's got 14 points here on the game. Centralia looking to respond again with Tyler Jones. Jones. Up top to Quinton Aldefer. Aldefer dribbling out to his right. Passing it off to Reineke. Reineke on the baseline. Dribbling it. Kicking out. Box Talley and missed and rebounded by Cooper Bruna. Now down the floor. Here working with it is the Hanover Wildcats, and they're going to get a charge called on Hanover. An offensive foul. And Centralia will take over. 5 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Foul is called against Tanner Bruna, his third personal of the game. And his first team foul here for Hanover. Actually, first foul for either team in this game, or in this quarter, I should say. 47-36. And over up by 11 to Centralia with it. Pump fake from Bronx Talley. Now he'll take an extra step inside and drive, but he'll miss the shot and the rebound's by Tanner Bruna. Down the floor, Cooper Bruna pump fakes three, works around the perimeter. Down the top of the key, inside take. Tanner Bruna is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Tanner Bruna has had a very great night so far. In the first half, he recorded three rebounds as well as 8 points. He averages 12 points a game, 6.5 rebounds a game. And his first free throw shot and point comes up here in this third quarter at the charity stripe. Now a 12-point game for Hanover over Centralia. Centralia, they need to keep this to a 10 to 15-point game going into quarter four for a chance. Hanover with Bruna going 2 for 2 at the free throw line, extend up to 13, 49-36 over the Centralia Panthers. Quinton Aldefer kicks in, flips it out to the corner. 3-point shot is up. It's blocked by Tanner Bruna, and Hanover will take over. Hanover with the ball. Adrian Coers drives inside through three defenders. And he's in for two. Kadra Coers. Now Centrelli looking for Sabama Quinton Oliver. He's got a right-hand floater that goes in for two. 16 points now in the game for Quinton Oliver, and a foul will be called against him on the far side, working one-on-one against Braylon Mine. One of the toughest players to man-to-man this TVL league, and he'll definitely get a couple fouls by having to play against him. 4 minutes to go in quarter three, 51-38. Hanover leads over Centralia, up by 13. Hanover with the ball on the right bullhorn. Now down under to the baseline. Ball flipped around. Now the near side wing. Cooper Bruno up pump fake. Now drives in the aisle. And he is fouled. We'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Cooper Bruno, first half was very electric for him with 9 points. He went 2 for 2 at the free throw line also. Cooper Bruna on this season, 156 points scored, averaging over 10 points a game. Here's to reach point number 10 at the free throw line. His first shot is off the mark. At one point this season, he was 12 of 13 in his first 7 games, shooting over 90%. Since then, he's kept a steady float with his free throw shots. Here he goes. 1 for 2 at the free throw line, now at 10 points on the game. Hanover up by 14 to Centralia. 52-38, ball's being swatted around and stolen by Tanner Bruna. Down the floor, ball is being pushed, and it's loose and grabbed by Brady Becker. Becker on the rebound, down the floor to Aldefer. Aldefer one-on-one against Cooper Bruna. Man-to-man defense by Hanover, fadeaway shot, miss, and picked up by Braylon Mine. For the best teams that apply the man-to-man is Axel and Hanover in this league, and you're seeing the man-to-man here from Hanover as this putback is good for Tanner Bruna. Hanover up by 16 points now, 54-38 with 2:58 to go in this third. Quinton Oliver tries to respond with an easy two, but he misses, and Coers makes the board. Down the floor, Coers on the far sideline. He'll go in a lob deep under to Tanner Bruna. He's working one-on-two. He somehow steals out both defenders and goes in for two. What a way to work in the paint for Tanner Bruna. Quinton Oliver on the right side. He'll float it to his teammate. Now back to Oliver. Oliver taking a deep three. It's missed. He's 5 foot off the arc, and the rebound's by Mine. Mine. Inside, one-on-one against Aiden Talley. Talley who dominated the paint in the first half. Mine goes over the top of him and finishes for two. Mine, who's had a terrific game so far. 16 points for Hanover to lead the team. Both teams leading scores this season are, of course, leading it on both sides. Mine and Aldefer for their respective units leading with 16 apiece. Foul is called on the floor on Hanover's Cooper Bruna. That is his second foul of the game. Hanover's second team in this third quarter with 2 minutes left to go. And Hanover will get a steal from Hunter Kickaper. Hanover up by 20 now, 58-38. They try to extend with a three-point shot. It's missed. And last touch out of bounds by Brady Becker. His teammates come over and tell him it's all right. Sportsmanship from his teammate Tyler Jones. The whistle is blown as the timeout is called by Hanover before they get the inbound play in. 1:49 to go in the third quarter. A 20-point lead for Hanover. 58-38 over Centralia. We are back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right.
Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Kansaland Radio.
1:49 left to go. Quarter three and an easy two in for Braylon Mine. Mine 18 points now on this game. 1:40 to go in this third quarter. It is 60-38. Hanover up by 22 on Centralia. Centralia with the ball. Bronx Talley out to his left to Tyler Jones. Now Aiden Talley inside the paint. We'll cut it out to Quentin Aldifer. Aldifer on the wing. Now the baseline. Kick out. High top. Jones on the front court. Passing off to Aiden Talley. He was swatted. But they're going to say a jump ball, and the possession error will go for Hanover. .117 to go in quarter three, 60-38. Hanover leads over Centralia in our boys' matchup. In our girls' matchup ended 44-43, Centralia winning girls in overtime over the Hanover Wildcats. Really great girls' matchup, and one you can listen back to here, and hopefully, at least over the next 3 days, we'll get it back on. We'll get that one on our website on the MSC Sports site. And here, Hanover getting called for a travel for ninth turnover on the game. 60 seconds to go in the third quarter. Centralia takes the ball down the floor, down by 22 points. Bronx Talley drives inside, kicks out on the far. On the baseline, now out to Aldifer, and Aldifer is fouled for his second time today outside the perimeter. He'll get three shots at the free throw line. And if anyone missed it, Quentin Aldifer in the first quarter hit career 800 points. He's at 16 points here in this game. So he's at 814 points in his career. He's got the opportunity to finish out his junior with potentially 1,000. Right at the free throw line, he's definitely helping that cause. His first shot goes up and in. His last time up when he was fouled at the free throw line to go shoot three, he went 2 of 3. And actually, Aldifer is the only one who's been up to the free throw line in this game. And that's one thing I actually really didn't touch on in the halftime, was that Centralia had only been up to the line once in the first half, and it wasn't even from driving inside the perimeter and drawing the foul. It was from outside the perimeter. And here's the second trip of the game for Centralia. And again, it's fouled outside the arc, not inside. And that's one thing if you could go back and fix here for Centralia in this game. It's probably the aggressiveness of drawing more fouls in the interior against Hanover. But Quentin Aldifer goes an impressive 3 for 3 at the free throw line. He's now 5 of 6 in the line in this game. Centralia's team is 5 of 6 here. 60-41, Hanover up by 19 points with 41 seconds to go in this third quarter. Hanover with it. They flip it down to the near corner. Now up top to Cooper Bruna. Bruna, pump fake, driving the basket, missing the shot, rebound by Grady Becker. Brady Becker for Centralia. Now to Quentin Aldifer. Aldifer working 1-1 against Cooper Bruna. They'll go left side. Brady Becker high-pointing it out to the right to Talley. Talley, who's at 10 points all in the paint in the first half, has been held to zero here in quarter three. Centralia hasn't found a way to get him involved. He's on the right side wing, now to Aldifer. 6 seconds left in the third quarter. You know exactly who's going to get this ball to finish it. It's Quentin Aldifer. He takes the shot. He misses it, but I think they got a shot foul again, and they did. Quentin Aldifer will go up to the third time tonight to shoot 3 free throws. The first time I've ever seen a player get fouled 3 times outside of arc in one game. You usually see it once, maybe twice, but 3 times, man. And you get it. Quentin Aldifer is definitely one of those 3-pointers in this league, so you kind of want to extend out to try to guard him. But drawing that foul there is just something you don't want to do. Oliver here, 2 for 2 on this attempt. He's only been up to the line on 3-point tries, as Centralia has only been up to the line on 3-point tries. Oliver here making the 3-for-3 count. He is now 6-for-6 in this second half with 8 total points, and a half-court shot is up and missed, but Centralia is only down 16 points heading into quarter number 4, despite being at 1 point down 22, so they've definitely started to close the gap. But this is a quarter that they got to really flip things around, especially in the early start of it. 60-44, Hanover leads over Centralia. We're back in 60 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
And we got a foul against Hanover to start quarter number 4. Only 8 minutes left to go in this game. It's 60-44. A 16-point lead for Hanover, the Centralia boys. A game that at the half was 41-32. Hanover outscored Centralia 19-12 in the third quarter. But Centralia, they were 1 point down, 22 points in that third quarter. But they got on a really nice stretch, and they've been scoring some points here. They are a team that can stay fighting and resilient. They got to stay that in fourth quarter. Here, 3-point shot is up and by Bronx Talley and missed. Rebounds by Tanner Bruna. Down the floor, Hanover works with the ball and an easy basket lane for two by Kadra Coers. And that's why this Hanover team is as good as they are. They know how to respond quickly, and they do so with layups. Each player on this team can take a dribble and drive, and that's what makes them so dangerous. As Tyler Jones, he tries to do one himself. He couldn't get the finish, and Tanner Bruna makes the rebound. Down the floor, back into the hands of Kadra Coers, and he finishes again inside. Now a 20-point lead for Hanover, 64-44 over the Centralia Panthers. Screen is set for Quentin Oliver. At the top of the perimeter, they're going to call a foul on the Hanover Wildcats. And if you're just joining us, a reminder that our girls game ended 44-43. Centralia won by 1 point over Hanover. Two number 3 ranked teams in their own respective classes, two teams that come off class title state champions a year prior, and Hanover losing in overtime to the Centralia Panthers. Isaac Reinecke finishing for 2 under the basket for Centralia at the inbound play. Centralia back down by 18, 64-46. The Hanover Wildcats. Hanover with the ball will go back up to the top of the perimeter. To Mine. Mine, he's had a great night. He gets out to Cooper Bruna. Bruna driving inside, trying to finish on a fadeaway shot. Nice shot selection, but not able to get the finish he wanted. Oliver making the rebound. Oliver now down the floor. Now pushing the Bronx Tally. Bronx Tally trying to be quick on the trigger. Probably should have shot the three as he will get counted the travel. He had initially the open shot. I think he wanted to try to fake it and then make a dribble and move inside. Didn't go the way he planned. Hanover now here with the ball. On the far side wing, Jack Bruna. Bruna into the high elbow. Down under to Mine. Mine not able to get the finish. He was pretty close. He's frustrated with it, but he's happy to at least go up to the free throw line and shoot two. Braylon Mine, who had 14 points, 12 points in the first half, is at 18 points here on the game and 6 rebounds. The average is 18 points a game. Both him and Alderfer have definitely hit their averages per game on both sides, respectively. Here, Mine, first shot up and good. Trying to get the second one to follow through. It'd be 20 points on the game for mine, and point number 20 comes through at the free throw marker. 66-46, a 20-point lead for Hanover over Centralia with 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Centralia has the ball. They throw it in the basket with Reinicke. Reverse layup, and he's fouled to go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Centralia, they have 5 scores on this game, all within their starters. They've gotten no bench points, and that's been the biggest thing. Hanover, they've gotten quite a bit of production from their bench, a decent bit at least, but mostly from their starting lineup. First shot for Reinicke, up and off. First player up to the free throw line here for Centralia, who's not named Quentin Aldifer. It's the fourth trip up for Centralia. First time Centralia's also been up to the free throw line when driving inside the perimeter and not being fouled for a three. It's also quite the stat line there, but Hanover, they're getting the ball right back as Isaac Lee was able to hit his second free throw shot. Hanover, three-pointer, up and miss. Bruna makes the rebound in the corner, slicing it inside, and now trapped up amongst three people, somehow almost finishing with Cager Coerce. The rebound's by Jones, and the Centralia defense transitions to the offense. Three-point shot is off, and nice for Isaac Reinicke. The timeout is called by head coach Nick Evans, and the Centralia Panthers are down by 16 again, 66-50. To Hanover with 5:30 to go in quarter number four. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Five minutes, 30 seconds left to go of this game between Hanover and Centralia. 66-50 on the score. Hanover leads over Centralia. Centralia, an unranked team, but undefeated in CDL play at 4-0. Hanover, an undefeated team at 14-0 overall, 5-0 in the CBL, but the ranked number one team of Class 1A Division II. They're trying to look to copy some Centralia or Axel's homework from last year. Where Axel, they won football, basketball, and track, and well, Hanover, they may be the team to do it this year. We'll definitely see. It's going to be an exciting one coming down to the end between really all the CBL teams, to say the very least. 5:24 to go in this fourth quarter, 66-50. Hanover leads by 16 to Centralia, and they try to extend that lead with Coerce down under, but they're able to get the easy bunny. Rebounds by Tally, his first board of the game, and a foul is called on Hanover underneath the paint. And if you're just joining us, again, our girls committed 44-43. Centralia won in overtime over Hanover by one. They were sent overtime by a three-pointer by Rempe. Centralia boys here, they primarily trailed against Hanover. They had three lead changes in the first quarter. Three-point shot up by Quentin Aldifer and missed. And the rebound is by Bruna. Down the floor, Hanover working with it. Finishing for two, Braylon Mine. He's got 22 points now on the game. He's destroyed his averages by four, averaging 18 points a game. Quentin Aldifer trying to respond for Centralia. The ball is knocked out of bounds. 4:41 left to go here in the fourth quarter, 68-50. Now simulcasted between both KMZA and KNZA. After this matchup of our post-game show, it'll be a quick wrap-up with our player of the game. We'll send you down to the High Scores National Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We'll talk about all the fun games and recaps in our area. Of course, one of the ones they were at tonight, the main game they were at tonight, the only game, Centralia and Hanover Girls, a game that ended in overtime, 44-43. As Centralia sent in the OT with a three-pointer, but they'll catch you up on it, and they'll tell you about all the fun. It was quite a blast. Air rebound by Jack Bruna, missed shot from Centralia. Hanover working with the ball up top. Slide pass down under in the aisle, and they're going to get a kick on Centralia. Hanover will maintain the possession with 4:23 to go here in this fourth quarter, 68-50. Hanover leads by 18. And I'd also like to set a reminder that we'll have Hanover on radio next Friday as they take on the Axel Eagles at the Axel High School. Cooper Bruna going in for two, and then for the Centralia Panthers, we'll have them for coverage next Tuesday as they take on the Donovan West Mustangs down at Highland, Kansas. So two great matchups and two great teams. We'll have four great teams all next week. And here Tyler Jones finishes in for two for Centralia. 70-52, still trailing by 18, Centralia to Hanover. 3:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Hanover sets up a wide-open three-pointer from Cohurst. It's missed off the iron and rebounded defensively by Reinicke. That's his second board of the game, first since quarter one. Reinicke down the floor, cuts the ball out. Three-point shot is up by Bronx Talley. It's out of the basket and rebounded by Braylon Mine. Mine, his sixth rebound of the game. Mine on his right side, back up to him. He's going to take one, 3 foot off the arc. It'll bounce off the top iron. Rebound at the bullhorn. Now another three-point shot is up. Missed again by Hanover by Cooper Bruna and rebounded by Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer tracing this one down the floor. Left hand dribbling, one-on-one. Screen is set. Aldifer here taking a three-point shot up and missed and rebounded by Braylon Mine. Casey, you missed it, and you're joining in now officially. Quinton Aldifer exceeded 800 career points as a junior in the first quarter. Here he's got over 815 points in his career. He's had a monster night. As Braylon Mine goes in and finishes in for two with a nice, easy layup. Aldifer with an opportunity to finish with 1,000 career points. By the end of his junior year, definitely one of the top athletes here in the TVL. Centralia looking to get some more points here from a short corner shot. Far side and made for Bronx Talley. 72-54, back to a 18-point game. Hanover still ahead. Over Centralia. Ball knocked out of bounds. Hanover making some substitutions here. First time in the game, the 6'3" sophomore forward Wyatt Simpson. I think for Hanover, you're going to probably start seeing a couple more substitutions come out on the floor as this game, as the time dwindles. Bounce pass inside. Cooper Bruno finishing in for two. And now it's back to a 20-point game, 74-54, 2:19 to go in the fourth quarter. After this, we'll have our post-game show and the player of the game. We'll keep it quick. We'll get you right to the local Canadian National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. A foul called on the floor. Throwing it in will be Centralia underneath the basket. And some substitutions here on the floor for the Hanover Wildcats. Eli Hyman comes in. Yeah, I just mentioned Wyatt Simpson. You got Brody Solacek as well for Hanover. So a lot of subs here to finish out this game. And an easy two put in for Bronx Talley. Centralia down with 2 minutes left to go, 74-56. But Hanover, they've brought in the bench squad here with only one starter remaining on the floor from the beginning unit. That was Cooper Bruna. And a foul is called on the floor. I'll charge it on the Hanover Wildcats. And Eli Hyman, the 6'1 senior. And for the Centralia Panthers, the white flag will be waved. They'll put in their bench. So Hanover will come away with the victory. Final score yet to be decided. We've still got 1:52 left to go. But both teams, their bench players have come in to finish out this game. Hanover will improve to 15-0 this season, 6-0 in the TVL, and 9-0 on the road. While Centralia will go to 4-4 at home, 4-1 in the TVL, and 8-8 on the season. They were a team that balanced well at .500 last year. This year, it's kind of a similar story. The only difference is once this team can get to the postseason, they'll definitely try to make some noise. As driving in for two here, taking Ron a bomb. He misses the shot. They'll go up to the free throw line to shoot. Again, as a reminder, Centralia will have them on radio next week on Tuesday against Donovan West. Pre-game starting at roughly about 5:45 with our girls game beginning at 6. And then next Friday, we'll have Hanover again as they take on Axel. It'll be Axel hosting the Hanover Wildcats, a rematch in the TVL championship game that happened last Friday. Hanover won that game 75-48. It broke a, I believe it was a four-game losing streak against the Axel Eagles and ending a 3-consecutive TDL champion streak for the Eagles team as well. So Hanover, they've been on a mission this year, not just in football, but also here in basketball. But Axel, they have a chance for revenge next Friday. Be sure to tune into that matchup. That's Hanover here with the ball. They're working around the perimeter. The Simpson fans. Simpson, he drives inside, left hand, trying to get the finish. Couldn't earn it. And Brady Becker will come down with the rebound for the Centralia Panthers. Down the floor to Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum, this ball knocked around. Centralia with it. Ronnebaum, you don't see him a whole lot on the basketball side, but I'll tell you what, I definitely know his name from football. 5'8" junior. They travel here against Centralia. He's a really great special teams player, an offensive and defensive player on the football side. Dagan Ronnebaum is. Remember my first year broadcasting, I had the peak of the night call. That was absolutely electric. He had a fumble return for a touchdown on a kickoff defensively. And he's an electric player. And getting some time here as this game comes down to a wind in these two teams. It's Hanover trying to finish in and getting 2 points here from Brody Solacek. His first points of the game as Hanover has now scored with 6 players on this game, but they've gotten 7 players on the stat sheet. Jack Bruno usually hits 8 points a game. Hasn't had any points in this game, but he's got 7 rebounds. So he's definitely contributed. They also got an and one for Brody Solacek, and he was able to finish it and make it good. 40 seconds remaining in this game, 77-56. Hanover over Centralia. Both teams bench players in, and an offensive foul called on Centralia. We'll turn the ball over. After this, we'll have our post-game show, our player of the game, and get you right to the local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'll tell you what, down here in Centralia, Kansas, it's just electric game after electric game. Going back to that girls' game, and, you know, you look at all the places in small-town Kansas, one place that fills up the easiest, the crowds, is Centralia, especially their girls' team. There was not a stand or a spot that couldn't be filled in this room. And Jacob Boss can definitely assure you that on the scoreboard show. It was an amazing atmosphere. Just as many people in this gym as there was in the TDL championship game. 3-point shot up and good for the Centralia Panthers. It's made by Jaden Sally, the sophomore. But our game will come to a close. 77-59. Centralia girls, they were able to come up with a victory over Hanover, but the Hanover boys, they come up with a victory over Centralia, 77-59. We'll take a step aside. We'll recap the night and our matchup here in our post-game show. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
You might as well run.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is encouraging you to roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Donated blood supports patients right here in our community through surgery, trauma care, and life-saving treatments every single day. One donation can help up to 3 people. You make a difference for a neighbor, a friend, or someone you'll never meet, but whose life you'll change forever. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth?
At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Final time here between the Centralia Panthers and the Hanover Wildcats. Our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also a part of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers Shane Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. We just reached our conclusion of our boys' matchup, 77-59. Hanover boys coming with a victory, improving now to 15-0 on the year, 6-0 in the TBL. Centralia will drop to 8-8 on the season, and 4-1 in the Twin Valley League. But overall, a hard-fought matchup with the Centralia Panthers. They battled so tough against all these top-ranked teams in the state. And, you know, that's a testament for Centralia when they can get to that postseason play in that sub-state. They are going to be definitely a team to reckon with, especially if they continue the good qualities they have. And those qualities are shot selection. They're a team that takes great shots. They take decent care of the basketball. But Hanover, they're an elite team. They forced a lot of turnovers. They got a lot of points off turnovers in this game. And that played a lot into this matchup as well. But for Centralia, they were led by Quinton Allen with 22 points. He's now at 820 points in his career, so only 180 points shy of 1,000 career points. He's only a junior. He's definitely got the opportunity to get it here by the end of the season. Tyler Jones with 6 points. Isaac Kreinicke coming up with 6. Bronx Talley with 12. Aiden Talley with 10, all in the first half for the Centralia Panthers. So the number one guy, they were led by Brandon Lyon with 24 points. Blowing out his points per game average of 18 a game. Tanner Bruna, he had a good night as well, 14 points. And then also some just good over the numbers there for Kedra Coers and Cooper Bruna, also both of them getting double digits. Hanover finished with 4 players in double digits for the Centralia Panthers and with 3. So again, our girls' final, that ended 44-43. Centralia coming back in overtime, getting the win over Hanover. And our boys' matchup ended with Hanover winning 77-59 with the Hanover Wildcats coming up over the Centralia Panthers, playing a dominant 4-quarter stretch. Again, as a reminder, we'll have Centralia on Tuesday against Donovan West, and next Friday we'll have Hanover against the Axel Eagles.